Now, back to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report on ESPN Radio. Now, more with the coach, Carl DeMasi, on ESPN 104.3 WSEG.
And good morning, Savannah. Welcome back to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report right here in the ESPN Radio Savannah Mall Studio. And once again, like I say it every week, this is my favorite part. This is where we bring on the good kids. And like I ask you every week, if you do listen every week, and I do appreciate whether you listen for one segment, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, whatever it may be I really do appreciate it. And I know these kids appreciate it. That's right. We bring on a special kids that have done something great, that have been nominated. This young man's been nominated, but I finally got a chance to get him in. First 2 weeks, they had long road trips, and he's been recruited heavily, and he's just been unbelievable. Last year, as a sophomore from Memorial Day School, he ran for 986 yards, 16 touchdowns. I think he had receiving yards over 100 yards, so he's a 1,000-yard combined total offense, so pretty special over there at Memorial Day School. Get a load of this, people. He has been offered football. He's only a junior. Western Kentucky, Western Carolina, University of Central Florida, Troy, Mercer, Georgia State, Florida Atlanta, Coastal Carolina, and Wake Forest. He's also on a special team near and dear to ESPN Coastal. That's the 9-12 Greedy Boys, coached by the man himself for explosive recruiting, Calvin Wilson. He does a great job. And he's in studio now. They had a game last night. This week's Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week from Memorial Day School junior football player Winston Right. Winston, thanks for coming in, and hey, congratulations, you're getting all those looks.
Thank you for having me.
So, you know, how long have you been at Memorial Day School?
I've been there since I've been a freshman.
Since you've been a freshman. Now, I know you've probably been playing football way before you were a freshman. When did you pick up the football? When did you start playing football?
I started playing football when I was like seven years old.
Is it one of the local football teams, or are you just out in the yard fooling around with dad?
Well, when I was seven, it was like the city, so it was a lot of teams, and the players that play high school now played with me. So I started out playing with the Jaguars, then I transformed it to the Ravens, and then I went to Pooler.
All right, well, so you've been playing since you're 7 years old, and, you know, your freshman year, you got a couple of touches over there at Memorial Day School. This last year as a running back, you had a phenomenal year, 986 yards rushing, and, you know, it seems like, do you play any defense?
Yes, sir, I play safety and corner.
All right, so then how can I put this? What's so special about football to you? What do you like most about playing football?
Well, I just look at football not only as a game, but is my future and my way out. So, and I think it just brings me closer to the other people on my team and the people at the school and the community. So that's what I like about it.
It's a lot of fun to play too, right?
Yes, sir.
So you just said you run the ball. Mm-hmm. You also play the defense side of the ball. Mm-hmm. Well, what do you like better, offense or defense?
I like running the ball better, so offense.
Offense. So, and if I had to talk to Coach Thompson, I know Michael Thompson for a very long time. I had a coach against him way back when. He was a man amongst boys when he was playing high school football. If I had to talk to Coach Thompson, and I asked him, Michael, what's Winston's best skill? What would he tell me in the game of football? That is,
he would probably say giving me the ball, using me for my speed, and getting to the edge. And just bringing a spark to the game.
Well, I mean, you've been doing something special over there. Memorial Day School, 3 out of the last 5 years, state championships, and it's just a great atmosphere over there. Now, like any other sport, athletes now are you know, getting bigger, faster, stronger.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what routine do you use to make yourself a better football player?
Well, the weight room is very important, so just lifting weight is getting your body stronger, so, like, you could be able to take hits and injuries won't come as fast, so just working out and staying healthy.
Well, you know, we talked about this during the break when you came to the studio. Basketball players play AAU basketball. Baseball players play traveling basketball. Now we got this 7-on-7 team out of Brunswick called, well, out of the 912 area. Kids from all over, not just Brunswick, Savannah. They call the 912 Greedy Boys, coached by Calvin Wilson. What was that like playing on a 7-on-7 passing league team that traveled?
It was fun because some of the guys I met and got a bond with, and we've been working all summer trying to reach the same goal, so it was fun.
And you enjoyed it?
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
Meet new kids. What's it going to be like when you go to college? I mean, you're going to go to college, play football. You're going to meet a bunch of guys that you haven't known from anywhere. So it's going to be a good experience. I'm Carl DeMasi. You're listening to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report right here in the ESPN Savannah Mall studio. I'm talking to my Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week from Memorial Day School, junior, wide receiver, running back, defensive back, safety, whatever Coach Thompson puts him there. And that's Winston Wright. So going into the season, last year, great season, 986 yards rushing, 16 touchdowns. Any specific goals did you set for yourself for this season?
I wanted to get my receiving yards up because I focused on running the ball a lot last year, and I'm being recruited as a receiver, so just getting more yards on the passing game instead of the run. But whatever Coach Thompson puts me as, I'm cool with that, but I just wanted to get my receiving yards up. So.
Well, okay, so you want to work on getting better. Your goal is to be a better receiver. Yeah. Now, a lot of tradition now at Memorial Day School. You guys have been in the state playoffs, championships. What goals did the team come up with this year? To win the whole thing again? What's the team goal this year?
Well, coming to my sophomore year, we did good, but we lost in the Final Four.
Made it to the semifinals. Yeah, it was a heartbreaker.
So this year, we definitely want to get back there, and we want to win state, and we want to capture the region again.
Now, the man that is your head coach now, or is your coach, been your coach since you've been at Memorial Day School, is a product of Memorial Day School, went on and played at Georgia Southern, has a lot of knowledge and experience with football. Tell us about Coach Thompson, what he means to you and what he means to that program over there.
Coach Thompson, he's a guy that, like, he just keeps it, like, he going to tell you what you're doing wrong and what you're doing right, but he just, like, teaches you just to be a leader and what not to do, just not in football, but in the classroom and in life. And he's an important role model to us, so we look up to him.
Now, you know, Memorial Day School, small school, Giza, Georgia Independent Schools Association, I mean, they got to use their athletes. You guys got to be involved in other sports. Do you get a chance to play other sports, or you just concentrate on football?
Oh, yes, sir. I play basketball as well, but my main focus is football, but I play basketball.
Did they throw you on the track?
Oh, no. We don't have a track team yet.
You don't have a track team yet?
Yeah.
So, I mean, so it's very easy.
Yeah.
Which is your favorite sport? Football.
Yeah, football.
So now, as far as high school sports go, how much has playing football at Memorial Day School meant to you?
It meant a lot because I didn't think high school football was going to be, like, fun. I thought it was going to be hard, but coming to Memorial, it was an eye-opener to me. And I wanted to take it serious since I came, so it's been important.
Now, from what I understand, getting a little quote from, you got to love the guy, Mark Sussman, right? he says to me that, Winston has done the recruiting process properly, getting yourself exposed. You've gone to a lot of camps for the past 2 years, a lot of colleges have seen you. You played this past summer on a very impressive 7-on-7 team. You work hard in the classroom. How much does it mean in the classroom to you? And he says you've been on a headmaster's list with a high GPA. What does it mean to be a student?
If you want to go to college, you got to, of course, get education. So education comes first. And I like all my teachers, and I just feel comfortable in the classroom.
Now, you know, like you said, the first thing, you know, a college coach is going to come up to the school. The first thing he's going to ask, well, tell us about Winston Wright, the football player. No, the first thing they'll say is, what are his grades? And if you don't have the good grades, you're not going anywhere. So, I mean, that's great. And, you know, you got to have a good family backing to believe in those grades. And your academics are going to get you there first. So we got to do that. Now, take Memorial Day School. You've been there now since you're a freshman. Tell us what it's like going to Memorial Day School.
Well, as you know, it's small, so everybody, like, one family, so, like, you'll know anything that's happening around, and it's just it's good.
Everybody's there to help you out.
Yeah.
All right, now, you got all these college offers. I mean, any plans on which sport, which school, what, you know, we know what sport it is, any schools, or you just taking it with the stride and see what's going to work out?
Just taking my time.
A lot of choices.
Yeah, a lot of choices. Just taking my time and trying to make the right decision. So, That's it.
Come on over here, Melissa. Come on over. All right, my special guest, Melissa Makos. She was a Memorial Day school teacher. You got a question here for our man, Winston?
All right, Winston, first of all, it's really nice to meet you. You're a fine young gentleman, and I love the fact that you are a student athlete. What about some colleges up north? You know, maybe Boston College? Any thoughts on looking up north?
I have interest from Boston College, Illinois, and stuff. So I'll see how it goes, and I'll make the decision. Yeah.
Has it been stressful?
Not really. It's fun to me, just being loved by other colleges and coaches, the fans. So I like it.
Awesome. Great.
Well, Winston, that's why you're our Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week. Now, just one last question. Football's over, okay? Whether you make it to the big leagues or anything else, what do you want to do after football's over?
I want to have my own gym, like where people, like especially down here where I'm from. I want to build my own gym and athletes come work out and get better, stronger, and faster. And that's what I want to do.
Good aspiration. So, way to go. Well, you still got another year to go. Just make sure when you announce that, wear around and you remember that, the coach guy gave you a little experience now how to get on that radio and talk to people. Because, you're going to get people like her former friends on TV. They're going to be recruiting you and taking a picture of you. So just do a good job. And like I said, good student in the classroom. You just said academics are very important. That's why Winston Wright is our Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week. Remember, your back hurts, another body part hurts all the time. It makes you mad. The pain drives you crazy. You just want to pick something up and throw it across the room. Well, if you can. Well, at the Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic, you get complete chiropractic care, pain relief to help you move better, have a less painful life, and, of course, achieve a healthier life. The Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic now is located in two locations, on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays in Savannah, Georgia at 329 Eisenhower Drive, and in Pula, Georgia at 114 Canal Street, Suite 603. So visit Dr. Bart Weatherington for all your chiropractic needs. Next up, we're going to talk about the renovation of Memorial Stadium, a new football field, a new turf being laid down with the director of Chatham County Parks and Recreation, Steve Proper. You're listening to the Call to Master Sports Report right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400 and FM 104.3.